The fellow that you're very familiar with over years and years on your television, he's a bit of a dark horse. He's been hiding a great talent under a bit of a bushel, but he is ready to unveil it this week. I'm talking about Australian television journalist Ray Martin. Good morning.
Morning, Robbie.
You've been secretive, Ray.
I have been. As I listened to you this morning, Chris Masters, the ABC, the Four Corners reporter, is also a very, very good photographer. Jennifer Byrne is, I think she's an ambassador for Canon as well. Freddie Fitt of the Rugby League legend, he also is a bit of a closet photographer. So we're out there. We're all out there.
That's right. We're working furiously. Well, tell us about your love for the art and where it came from.
I guess it started when I became a journalist, and I used to, in Four Corners days, early on the ABC days in America, I'd take camera with me everywhere. Producers or cameramen would say, put the damn thing down. A notebook's bad enough, but you're there to report. So I was very, very shy about it, and very, very much a closet photographer. But about 10 years ago, I suppose, working with Ken Duncan, a couple of trips with Ken Duncan, where I'm having the exhibition at his gallery, he sort of brought me out, if you like, out of the closet. But Mark Tedesco, you mentioned earlier, he takes great photographs of football players. So we're out there. But it was one of those that I just kept quiet about. But I've got maybe 100,000 photos in my library, and I'm quite nervous about the exhibition because I then have to, you've got to put up or shut up.
Well, you do. There's that to it. And it's also, there's a certain vulnerability that comes with displaying what you've seen and what you see to be beautiful. And I guess being, in some ways, not that it's a judgment, but having people look at them and make their own minds up about them. Tell us about the photographs.
Yeah, no, it is a judgment, I think. It's because you've got the problem of when you've got so many photographs, what do you choose? Initially, I was told to select 30. I've stretched it out to 50. I take a lot of photographs, a bit like the man from American Express. I never leave home without the camera. It's always in the car. It's always in there. And I take a lot of photographs from aeroplanes, given the fact that I do a lot of travelling.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to what you see, especially over Australia, from 35,000 feet, this extraordinary country and the shapes and colours and so on that Aborigines have been painting for years. I don't know how they knew that's what it looked like from up there, but they have. Whereas I sit at a window, always get a window seat somewhere, and I see people behind me or in front of me with the blinds down and watching some dodgy movie, and I think, have a look what's down there. And so I'm doing probably about 10 of the photographs that I'm showing are from 35,000 feet, and I think people are quite surprised to see how much beauty and how much colour there is in this wide Australian landscape.
Yeah, it's an amazing landscape. Ray Martin is with us this morning, the Australian journalist who is about to unveil his talents behind the lens, an exhibition which is about to open of about 50 photographs.
You're making me nervous, Robbie.
No, look, the thing is, we've all watched you on the television for so many years. We know that you've been to all these great places. It's really just such a fantastic opportunity to see the world through other people's eyes. I mean, it's one of the great strengths of photography is seeing a scene, even if you've seen it before, it's always unique through somebody else's perspective, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Ken Duncan talks about having taken cameras out to Aboriginal children just in the bush and had them take photographs for the first time they've had a camera. And again, he's a great photographer, but he just says that, again, the perspective of these Aboriginal children, as with their art, is so different to anything that the way he sees the bush or the way he sees things. And I think that's the way people are as well. With cameras, you don't have to be... I mean, if you can't draw or you can't paint, then you probably don't do it. But with cameras, it's the way you see the world. With cameras, I think it's great therapy. You can actually be as good as you want to be or as bad as you want to be with a camera. Whereas, as I say, you take a photograph of a fairy or take a photograph of the dawn you were just talking about a moment ago, and it can be quite spectacular to that single photograph. And people tend to use the iPhone. It's a pity because there are much better cameras out there.
Now, I've only seen a few of the photographs, if I'm right, from the exhibition. I was just looking at the publicity brief for it. Am I right? There was a photograph there, a beautiful photograph of pigeons taking off with a young boy looking at the pigeons exploding while somebody was feeding the pigeons?
One of the things about having been a journo for so long is that you do get to travel. I was in Kathmandu, and I call that the Birdman of Kathmandu, and the fellow there in the middle of this wonderful exotic city is a bloke who feeds the pigeons. There must be, no exaggeration, there must be 5,000, 6,000 pigeons that come in when he feeds in the afternoon. And there's a little boy there with his legs apart. He's probably only about 4 or 5, and he's mesmerised by the pigeons as they sort of perform to the man as he throws the feed out the pigeons. Mm. It was just one of those moments that, you know, I tend to, because I take photos as a journalist, and I don't have time to wait for things to happen. I've just got to take it. So that was just, I got lucky.
Yeah, and another great photograph of a lighthouse with this beautiful yacht coming in the path behind it, being taken out at the marriage of the white of the white of the building and then the white of the sails behind it.
Yeah, no, it was a clipper boat actually coming out of in Nantucket in New England when I was there covering the America's Cup for the ABC. And again, just those opportunities. It seemed to me that if you don't take advantage of those when you go to so many places, and I never took photographs of all the presidents and prime ministers and princes, if you like, that I met over the years because I was too embarrassed. But now I do. I've done a bit of work with Sir David Attenborough, and he knows that every time he appears somewhere, I pull a camera out, and he sort of turns away or puts up with it. That's stuff for doing. But I've got a nice photograph of David as well.
Oh, so there's one of those in the exhibition, is there?
Yes, there is.
Great stuff.
There is.
All right. Hey, Ray, give us the lowdown. It's at Ken Duncan's Gallery. It's on the Central Coast. When does it open? A few days' time.
It's opening on Friday night, and it's on for 2 weeks. We're doing a couple of in-conversation sessions up there as well on Saturday and Sunday, of both this weekend and next weekend. But as I say, fingers crossed.
Yeah, it'll be great. Hey, Ray, thanks so much for sharing the hidden talents with us this morning.
Thanks, Robbie, very much.
Good on you. Ray Martin, Australian journalist, who's very well known to us all. But did you know that he was a closet photographer, finally coming out of the closet this weekend?